Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We were talking about the four blood moons. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the four blood moons. And it's so exciting because it's a sign. You know, the heavens are God's billboard. And God is displaying wonders in the skies for us to pay attention. And oftentimes where God speaks prophetically in regards to the moon, it has to do with Israel. When things happening with the sun typically is a message to the world.
Right.
And Benjamin Netanyahu did a video speech recently. There's been a conference, it's the fourth international conference of the Global Forum for Combating Anti-Semitism.
Wow.
And they convened in Jerusalem. And it's really important. I mean, you know, Netanyahu said, this is the prime minister, he says that anti-Israel rhetoric is nothing more than anti-Semitism repackaged against the Jewish state.
Mm-hmm.
This is important because, listen, anti-Semitism is the belief or behavior that's hostile toward the Jews simply because they're Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a prejudice.
God's people.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to start messing around and being hostile to who God calls God, the apple of his eye.
Mm-hmm.
If you poke his eye, you bet to be careful. It's not a good thing. So this is an important conference, and I want you to hear specifically some of the things that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu states in his address. I think that he talks about three important myths that are being shared around the world. And, you know, you dispel a lie. You don't argue against a lie. You don't exasperate the lie. You come against a lie with the truth.
Absolutely.
The truth always deals with the lie. And so he dispels some of these, and he talks about the truth, and he talks about what's really, really happening. And I think this is going to give you some insight and some background because, you know, we know in part, and the more we know, the better equipped we're going to be to stand with Israel. I want you to listen up.
I commend all the delegates attending the fourth Global Forum for Combating Anti-Semitism. There were two myths about anti-Semitism. The first was that after the Holocaust, anti-Semitism would disappear. And the second was that with the creation of the Jewish state, anti-Semitism would disappear. That didn't happen, neither one of them. In fact, the anti-Semites took a respite after the Holocaust, but that's all it was. It was a brief intermission. And what was unfashionable is now becoming fashionable again. And after the rise of Israel, what is fashionable today is to say, well, I don't hate Jews, I just don't think they should have a state. Or, effectively, that their state is an illegitimate one that doesn't have the right to exist. To further this attack on the Jewish state, three arguments are put forward by the anti-Semites all the time. And they're false all the time. The first is that Israel is guilty of war crimes. We who fight war criminals with measured means, whose cities are attacked by terrorists firing rockets from built-up areas and try to pinpoint the rocketeers, we're accused of war crimes by the war criminals. That's one facet of the vilification that we experience. The second is that we're expansionists. We don't want peace. We never agree to compromise. That's patently false. The State of Israel repeatedly has offered concessions and has made concessions for peace that no other people and no other state has made in history. I don't know of any other case in which the victor made concessions in order to achieve peace, but we've done it again and again, and we're prepared to compromise for peace, for genuine peace. This is our most fervent hope, to live in peace with our neighbors. It is not reciprocated as much as we want, and recently it is not reciprocated at all, and we can only hope that it would change. The third argument is that we are violators of human rights. Did you hear that? Israel, the one country in a vast expanse that recognizes the rights of everyone, of women, minorities, every individual that has access to the best court system in the world, Israel that has a free press and a vibrant democracy, Israel is accused of violating human rights. This is when, in our neighborhood, hundreds of people are killed daily, massacred daily in neighboring regimes. These three vilifications, that Israel is guilty of war crimes, that it doesn't want peace and wants to continue expansionist policies, and that we are guilty of violating human rights, are part and parcel of the anti-Semitic campaign that is leveled against the Jewish people and their state. That's by way of saying you have a lot of tasks before you, and I hope that you're up to it. I'm sure that you believe there's only one remedy for the slander, and that's the truth. And I encourage you to fight and win the battle for truth. Thank you.
That's so important. And I really appreciate what he had to say there. And this is President, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking at the, actually it's a videotape message for the Conference of the Global Forum for Combating Anti-Semitism that were convening in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And it was over 500 delegates from 50 nations around the world. Wow. And, you know, listen, anti-Semitism did not go away with the Holocaust.
Right, right.
They were still around. And we talked, yesterday in the highlight, the Four Blood Moons, and the whole title is The Heavens Are God's Billboard, Four Blood Moons Coming, and What Does It Mean for Israel? You definitely want to hear that and share that with your friends. It's absolutely compelling. But we learned that in 1492, King Ferdinand actually expelled the Jews, expelled them from Spain because they would not convert to Catholicism. In the name of God, such evil was done. It had nothing to do with God, obviously. Mm-hmm. But this has been going on and been happening to the Jews since 1492. Mm-hmm. It's a continual harassment and prejudice and hostile behavior to the point of death. And you have the Holocaust of 6 million Jews that were killed, murdered, absolutely, either in gas chambers or burned in a furnace. I mean, it's horrific. And so you hear the prime minister talk about three, basically, lies that the anti-Semites want to continue to push out. And it was actually Adolf Hitler said that if you tell a lie loud enough and long enough, others will believe it.
Right.
And so they want to push these three lies. One is that you heard the prime minister speak that Israel is guilty of war crimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, of really? Israel? Really?
Right.
I mean, is that not embarrassing? And that's ridiculous. This is what we're seeing. We're seeing good being called evil and evil being called good.
And that's what's hard about it, too, because even in my own experiences, too, you have people that come out and say, Israel's the bad person, Israel's the bad person, just like you're saying. All that they've heard is the lie.
Yeah.
They've never heard the truth, so they just heard it over and over. Exactly. Yeah. And they just hear that one perspective of Israel.
Exactly.
Never taking consideration how Israel has been treated, and it's just how Israel is responding to those who wish negative things upon them. And just like what the prime minister was saying, it's just like we have negotiated peace. We've wanted peace. And people have never seen that side of Israel, nor have wanted to take those steps to know the truth.
Yeah. And it's important. That's why we're here at VFN Radio, to share the light, to share the truth, and to give some, you know, God perspective on what's happening with the nation of Israel, as the best as the Lord reveals it to us. And the second thing, or lie rather, that's being shared is that they are expansionists. They don't want peace. It's like expansionists, Israel has given up more territory when they've become victors, and even suggesting to go back to 1967 borderlines prior, you know, to before the Yom Kippur War.
Right.
It's just absolutely ludicrous, and that's what this administration, this president suggested, and it's like, it's indefensible. Mm-hmm. And expansionists, they're not trying to conquer the world.
They're just trying to survive.
They're trying to survive. They're trying to keep what's theirs.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, this is a huge, huge lie, but if you keep putting that out, and I love what he said, the prime minister says, listen, still today, we are willing to make certain concessions still today, but only, and I agree with him, only for genuine and true peace. Only. I mean, they're completely surrounded by their enemies. And the third one, Is this ridiculous? Violators of human rights. This is Israel.
Right.
I mean, I've been to Israel. It's one of the most, believe it or not, safest places. Mm-hmm. I was in Tel Aviv at midnight. I walk on the balcony of the hotel I was staying at, and I see little children, 12, you know, midnight, 12:30, like that, early, you know, late night, early morning, mm-hmm. and they're playing with their little cars, little bikes and stuff like that out in the front. This is midnight, and just people are talking and just, you know, like nothing.
Right.
And it's like, this is a free democracy. They have an excellent court system. Mm-hmm. You know, freedom of press. Violators of human rights, really? Mm-hmm. You know, and what we want to do as believers, we want to stand for the truth. We want to make sure that we shine light into the darkness and shine light out of the darkness, and that we continue to stand for Israel and fight against any sort of lies that like these right here that are continuing to share. I'll never forget that as a young child, I lived in upstate New York, and we lived near a Hasidic community, Hasidic community. Mm-hmm. And I remember that you know, some of the kids in our school would just make fun of them and just certain things like that. It's really cruel. You know, children can be so cruel.
Yeah.
And I remember telling my parents, my mom about that, and I'll never forget. I'll never forget because my mom made it so clear. You know, 'cause you want to teach your children, you know, in the way that they should go. And you know, my mom just busted open the Bible and she started, you know, sharing with us and saying, listen, these are God's people. Mm-hmm. You know, don't ever, you know, join in with any of that stuff. And we should never. And it's always stayed with me the rest of my life. And as I learned, you know, mm-hmm. as a child, and my parents mm-hmm. teaching me to love the Jewish people. And I love them as I became a believer and found the rich heritage of mm-hmm. what we enjoy as our Bible today. Mm-hmm. We want to pass that to our future generations and to our children, and continue to share with them as they're coming up, teach them the ways of the Lord, and also to teach them to honor God's people, to stand for truth, stand for what's right. Mm-hmm. This should not be allowed. We combat anti-Semitism with the truth.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.